Thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, marvelous viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835, Australia and New Zealand Optus D2, Africa Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia Intelsat 10C band ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia and Bogota, channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista, and channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunnel, channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tunnel Cable Company. In Bayoca Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquin and Santa Elenita, channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Aborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5, Acelera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay in Miami, channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa de la Guerrai, channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, channel 30 on Tipiracua Cable Company. And in Orqueta, channel 32 on Demoa SAA. In Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 in Bemenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIATSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Boué on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Cameroon Siat Kumba. In Mongolia in Khod Province, channel 21 on Khan Altail Cable TV. In Erenet City, channel 26 on Ta Tenga Cable TV. And channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sugbatur Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Uls Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Tha Cable Company. in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolia Digital Broadcasting. In Hotel on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Andahan City in Khanty Province, Channel 23 on Sunbank Company. In Sanchan City in Gunhab Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandahab City, Channel 12 on Kahol Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Neostrata TV Television. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And Channel 95 on Yongja Lo Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Gaoshen County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Panghu County, Channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingchen Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Tongtai Cable TV. In Chai County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Chiayi City, Channel 97 on CYCCATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yongcheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Green Earth Festival 2010 is celebrated in Brisbane, Australia. In humanitarian news, a British entrepreneur donates more than $735 million to establish a charitable foundation. In environmental news, Chinese villages protect the forest. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 29, is the birthday of President Pedro Verona Rodriguez Pires of Cape Verde. Born in 1934 on the island of Forgo, His Excellency became the third president of Cape Verde in 2001. Earlier, His Excellency helped to set the foundation for Cape Verde's economic advances. The West African island nation has also been lauded during President Pires's administration for its commitment to social service enhancement, infrastructure development, and increases in agricultural productivity. Our respectful thankfulness, Your Excellency, for your dedication to the fine people of Cape Verde. May you have a happy and peaceful birthday with cherished ones.
Fly In News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Haiti. More than 3 months following the 7.0 magnitude quake that struck the island nation, our association's relief team recently concluded their work. They had arrived just after the unforgettable January 12th disaster had left the capital city in utter ruin and claimed over 200,000 lives. More than 1.5 million survivors were left homeless, in grief, frightened amidst the countless aftershocks, and desperately without food and water.
Estamos tratando de sobrevivir, como te digo, con las manos, los dedos, una pala, una... Permiso.
Meanwhile, thousands of injured were in need of immediate attention for crushed limbs and other serious physical trauma. Urgent calls for aid and rescue workers were met with overwhelmingly generous international response. Nevertheless, medical personnel and basic supplies were still very limited.
We are looking to find more people who can support us, because after the earthquake, there are many kids in the street. They lost mom and dad. They are really offense.
With heartfelt concern, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately requested that our association members go render much-needed help, including medical and surgical care. She also gave donations totaling $134,000, which, combined with a steady outpour of contributions from our association members around the globe, came to $577,000. This amount could purchase $21 million in supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in Haiti.
How long have you been traveling?
2 days and a half to get here. The roads small and too many traffic and very hard to get here.
With most covering their own travel expenses, our association's relief team, including doctors and nurses, delivered food, medicine, and water purifiers and treated emergency patients in the capital of Port-au-Prince. Collaborating efforts with the Haitian Red Cross and Active Community Team Serving, or ACTS, World Relief. In addition, the Dominican Republic's Civil Defense Team, who had worked with our association in the past, cooperated closely on a daily basis to ensure secure and unrestricted access to and from affected areas.
Invited to be stationed at the Seventh-day Adventist Medical Center in Carrefour, our association's relief team was able to work from one of the largest facilities still standing after the Tembler, which was also equipped to treat some of the most seriously wounded.
We have fortunately saved many babies that we couldn't believe they were alive. And now they're really happy and smiling and awake.
As the needs of the earthquake victims evolved over time, Supreme Master Ching Hai continued to ensure that the most current necessities were provided. She had donated an additional $20,000 for pain relief medications for the wounded patients. When concerns began to grow about the coming rainy season, she set aside another $40,000 for the purchase of durable tents to replace the makeshift homes made of bedsheets and scrap materials. With detailed concern, Supreme Master Ching Hai then asked that the relief team also provide residents with protective floor lining to ensure dry tent floors when it rained.
Avant que les préparés soient peut-être s'étendent, les gens ils dormaient dans un état vraiment déplorable.
Oui, je remercie spécialement le Master Ching Hai parce qu'elle est une personne très généreuse et puis elle aime Haïti.
Upon request for help in meeting the hospital's food shortage, the relief team also set up a cooking team to provide fresh, wholesome, vegan meals daily to all hospital patients and staff. The operation continuously expanded, eventually serving up to 4,000 daily meals to victims and relief personnel alike in various locations. Meanwhile, it became clear that the orphaned children, whose numbers swelled since the earthquake, especially were in need of basic aid. The relief team visited orphanages and some of the most desperate tent cities, where our association members, who are doctors and dentists, were able to provide health services as well as medicine, new clothes, and toys.
Estoy muy reconociente a la maestra Ching Hai por ese don que nos hace a través de las tiendas para niños.
Though our association members went to Haiti with the purpose of giving a helpful hand, what they learned from their experience with the Haitian people was more precious than words could convey.
Just the experience of Haiti itself, the people from Haiti, have taught me so much.
Many relief recipients also wrote letters of gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai. The following are just some of the excerpts.
We, the Administration Council of the 4th Communal Section of PROSI in Carrefour and the Organization for the Development of PROSI ORDEP, are glad to thank you for the great and precious work you are doing in our section. Our greatest and absolute respect goes to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her special devotion to the children.
We wish that this note could stay as a proof that you did good to us in Haiti by feeding a lot of Asian people in need. We'll not forget that a day in our life, cause will be yours forever. We love you, Ching Hai.
Salut, Maître Ching Hai. Comment te portes-tu? C'est un inconnu? Donc, on me nomme Noulise. Je suis âgée de 15 ans. Si tout le monde pense comme tu penses et fait ce que tu fais, pour moi, il y aura du changement partout. Je t'embrasse. Merci.
Our appreciation once more to the Adventist Hospital, Red Cross, Dominican Civil Defense, and all organizations and individuals for their dedicated help to the earthquake victims. We also send our gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring support all this time, and for our association's relief team's dedicated efforts. Our prayers for the heavens' continued protection of the gentle Haitian people, and for the planet's lasting stability through humanity's gentler regard for all beings.
Volcano erupts over western Guatemala. On Monday, April 26th, the 2,500-meter-high Santiaquito volcano erupting in Quetzaltenango Department, approximately 200 kilometers northwest of Guatemala City, carried sand and ash across the western part of the nation. Four explosions, described by the National Seismological Institute as unusual and violent, spewed an ash plume up to 8.5 kilometers into the sky.
Falling ash caused local flower crop damage and prompted the closure of schools in three provinces, with flights also being temporarily banned for 20 kilometers around the volcano. Guatemalan officials, we appreciate your prompt initiatives to safeguard residents. With God's grace, may such worrisome events be eased through our kinder stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russia and Norway reach historic agreement on Arctic borders. On Tuesday, April 27th, leaders from the two countries put to rest a 40-year disagreement over a border region beneath the Arctic Ocean as they agreed to emphasize diplomacy rather than rivalry. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and Norwegian Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg announced their decision to give each country nearly equal portions of the 176,000 square kilometers of land that is believed to contain immense oil and gas reserves.
Действительно, много времени было потрачено на вопрос разграничения морских пространств в Баренцевом море и Северном Ледовитом океане. Это проблема, которая, скажем откровенно, осложняла наши отношения. Сегодня мы вышли на то, чтобы урегулировать этот вопрос и закрыть его.
Saying that the resolution was intended to foster good neighborly relations, Norway's Prime Minister Stoltenberg stated, it will unite much more than divide, and it will become a bridge to cooperation.
President Medvedev, ditt besøk til Norge vil bli et historisk besøk. Og jeg glad for at vi to i dag sammen kan legge fram en ny nyhet, som innleder en ny æra i forholdet mellom våre to land.
Это действительно большое событие в российско-норвежских отношениях, да и Европе в целом от этого, мне кажется, только лучше.
Your Excellencies, we respectfully laud your amicable efforts that have resulted in this historic accord. May the people of Russia and Norway flourish in shared prosperity and friendship.
History made at UK's London Marathon. On Sunday, April 25th, new world records were set as the first to finish the 26.2-mile or 42-kilometer course was Ethiopia's Segei Kabidi in a remarkable time of 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 18 seconds. Kenya's Emmanuel Mutaim and Morocco's Jaoua Garib also placed among the top three for men. Women's best went to Lilia Shubakova, who became her country's first woman to win, with a time of 2 hours, 22 minutes, followed soon after by fellow Russian Inga Abatova and Ethiopia's Asalafek Mergia.
Meanwhile, Princess Beatrice of York became the first royal to complete the marathon, as she also helped set a Guinness World Record for being part of the largest group ever to finish the race while tied together at 34 people strong. Her team was running for Children in Crisis, the charity of Her Royal Highness's mother, Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York. Celebrity runners included British entrepreneur and philanthropist Sir Richard Branson, whose Virgin Group was this year's marathon sponsor, along with British television presenters Lorraine Kelly and Jenny Falconer, and Australian singer-songwriter Natalie Imbruglia. Some 36,000 other runners participated in this biggest single fundraising event in the United Kingdom, such as Britain major Phil Packer, who despite severe spinal cord injuries sustained 2 years ago, completed the course in just under 26 hours to benefit 26 causes.
A big bravo and congratulations all participants of this year's London Marathon. May heaven bless you with health and fitness as you continue to inspire us all through your sportsmanship and benevolent endeavors.
Cancer risks of overcooked meat revealed. Based on a 12-year study of over 1,700 people, U.S. researchers have found that people whose diets include meat that is fried, grilled, or barbecued until charred are at least twice as likely to develop bladder cancer. The study evaluated red meat as well as chicken and fish. Lead author, Professor Shifeng Wu of the University of Texas, stated, "This research reinforces the relationship between diet and cancer." Our appreciation, Professor Shifeng Wu, and the University of Texas Associates, for your work that reveals another aspect of harm from meat consumption. Let us quickly minimize all such devastating illnesses for ourselves and loved ones by adopting the compassionate organic vegan diet for life.
Advocates call for end to cruelty towards slaughterhouse horses. The World Society for the Protection of Animals, or WSPA, along with the Canadian Horse Defense Coalition, have recently called for an end to the inhumane suffering endured by horses at two abattoirs in Canada.
The animal welfare organization cited video footage taken at both facilities, in which the animals were seen being subjected to such treatment as excessive whipping, overuse of an electric prod, and being killed in extremely cruel ways. Shots were placed in the wrong part of the head or body, prolonging the animal's fear and pain. With the WSPA asking for the plants to be shut down immediately, Canada's Food Inspection Agency is currently investigating the matter.
We deeply appreciate the World Society for the Protection of Animals and Canadian Horse Defense Coalition for your concerned efforts on behalf of these gentle equine friends. May the day soon come when all fellow beings are respected and allowed to live in their natural state of beauty and dignity.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more.
save your life. DVEG. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/B-VEG.
United Nations peacekeepers freed. On Monday, April 26th, four South African nationals working with the United Nations African Union peacekeeping mission were freed in Darfur, where they had been stationed. Detained since early in April, the two men and two women were reported to be in good health. United Nations African Union Mission in Darfur, or UNAMID Chief Ibrahim Gambari, stated, "We are grateful to have our colleagues back with us," as he also conveyed his gratitude to the Sudanese government and South Darfur officials for their helpful cooperation.
It's the greatest present I could have got from Sudan, the release of my four police officers.
We too are thankful for the safe return of the United Nations staff as we send appreciation to the governments of Sudan and South Darfur for your joint efforts to bring the four peacekeepers to safety. Wishing them many happy reunions and the welcome of family and friends.
Thank you.
Save our planet. Global warming intensifies imbalances in ocean salinity. In data collected from more than 460,000 oceanic readings, a first-ever assessment of overall ocean salinity conducted by Australian scientists has found that global warming is leading to certain ocean regions becoming more salt concentrated, while others are more diluted with fresh water.
Increases in surface water temperature cause more water to be evaporated from some areas, which is then transferred to other regions and released as water in the form of rain or snow. Researchers Dr. Susan Weifels and Paul Dirac of Australia's Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, or CSIRO, found that the geographic areas most affected by evaporation were subtropical oceans like the Indian, Pacific, and Atlantic, while tropical and higher latitude waters were becoming more diluted through additional precipitation. Moreover, measurements made below the water surface indicate that these changes in salinity are extending into the deep ocean currents, with the scientists stating that the effect on human lives could be far-reaching, as already dry regions become drier and areas that receive high amounts of rainfall are even more inundated.
Our thanks, Dr. Weifels, Mr. Dirac, and fellow Australian scientists for your detailed assessment that reveals this widespread effect of climate change. May we heed the warning signs of such large-scale disturbances and act swiftly to stabilize our ecosystems.
At a May 2009 video conference in Togo, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke, as on previous occasions, of the vital importance of restoring balance to the world's oceans.
From the oceans themselves, we are seeing warming temperatures, rising sea levels, increasing acidification, and terrible levels of pollution. So global warming is affecting the oceans. More than two-thirds of the planet is covered by oceans. They provide half of the world's oxygen and play a major part in regulating the global climate. So life on Earth truly depends very much on the ocean for survival. I am eager, as you are, and can't wait to see the day when we all become vegan. That is, before it is too late. The planet will begin repairing itself in astonishing ways that scientists would be surprised. The oceans will be healed as the rainfall and temperature begin to regulate themselves again. Produce restore balance.
Save Our Planet, a 15-year study of tree rings in Asia reveals four epic droughts in the past 1,000 years, one of which ended the Ming Dynasty in 1644, giving scientists insight into the far-reaching impacts of a changing climate.
Save Our Planet, the UN World Food Program, doubles its aid to Niger as nearly 8 million people, representing half the population, face hunger as harvests are destroyed by prolonged drought.
Save Our Planet, In response to a government conservation campaign, residents in Formosa or Taiwan used 3 kiloliters of water less per person in 2009 than in the previous year, representing the biggest savings in nearly 2 decades.
Save our planet. The U.S.-based Center for Climate Strategies identifies over 20 emission reduction policies that, if adopted as part of the climate change bill, could save $5 billion U.S. dollars per year and create 2.5 million jobs.
Hello, I'm Clucky the Chicken, and my diet is deliciously plant-based. I have a tip to share on some wonderful animal companions. If you live outside the city and have enough space, please consider giving a sweet home to precious friends such as pigs, ducks, chickens like me, and also sheep, goats, and cows. There may be an animal sanctuary in your area that you can visit, talk to, or email and find out more information. Your loving attention will be much appreciated. Thanks again for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
In environmental news, Brisbane, Australia celebrates compassionate living. More than 3,000 people attended the Green Earth Festival 2010, a community event to raise awareness about ways to help our ecosphere. Stalls feature such cruelty-free items such as vegan fashions, sustainable products, and more.
We really loved everything about being vegan and the way it made us feel. And so we just wanted to share that love with the rest of the world.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Several stands were serving plant-based foods, including one from Loving Hut, the worldwide restaurant chain inspired by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of nutritious vegan food being easily available. In addition, there were live entertainment, art exhibits, kids shows, and public lectures. Many nonprofit organizations were also represented, offering information.
We love the food here. The food's really good. It shows people that vegan food can be really, really nice.
Be veg, go green, save our planet.
Bravo, organizers and participants of Green Earth Festival, for encouraging the earth-saving lifestyle. As more individuals realize how convenient it is to transition to the plant-based diet, may our world quickly return to its joyful essence.
In humanitarian news, a British gentleman donates almost his entire fortune to charity. Mr. Albert Goubet, 82 years of age, has given more than $735 million to establish the Albert Goubet Charitable Foundation. Mr. Goubet is in fact fulfilling a promise he made to God over half a century ago to contribute 50% of his finances to the Roman Catholic Church if he ever became wealthy. His charitable foundation is set up to be able to honour that pledge and help many others. Our heartfelt gratitude and God bless you, Mr. Albert Goubet, for your kind generosity. May you be graced with health and happiness for years to come. Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring Mr. Goubet with the Shining World Compassion Award for his noble action. Coming up, villagers in China take guests on eco-tours into surrounding forests. There may be a cat knocking at the door, We'll be back. More befitting news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a revitalizing world. In environmental news, China promotes the safeguarding of her forests. The National Forest Protection Program, or NFPP, which was established to restore and enhance woodland areas in 17 provinces and autonomous regions of the nation, is helping citizens earn green livelihoods. For example, residents of Maoni in Sichuan Province are now involved in ecotourism. The villages show visitors walkways into the forest and how to identify the variety of plants and animals in the locality. The NFPP also supports other projects in the areas of sustainable energy technologies and agricultural development, among others. Our sincere appreciation, China, for your care of our earth. May our life-giving trees flourish for eons to come in a kind and long-lasting world.
Now let's enjoy a joke entitled Hair Talk Told in Thai.
หญิงชราหันมาพูดกับหญิงอีกคนโอ้ใครทำผมให้คุณน่ะพระเจ้าผมคุณเหมือนวิกเลยหญิงชราอีกคนหนึ่งตอบว่าก็มันคือวิกน่ะสิหญิงชราคนแรกว่างั้นหรือคุณแทบไม่ต้องบอกเลย
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Supreme Master TV, I love you all. Claudia from South America.
Sweet Claudia, we love you too. Hugs to the beautiful people of South America. With heaven's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. The address on the screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be illuminated with faith, hope, and joy. The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Leaders of member nations Afghanistan, Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka arrive in Bhutan for the kingdom's first ever hosting of the annual South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation Summit.
South Africa's University of KwaZulu-Natal recognizes Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, who led the country's medical relief efforts in Haiti, and American civil rights leader Reverend Jesse Jackson, among others, for their exemplary services to humanity.
U.S. President Barack Obama hosts a two-day entrepreneurship summit for participants from over 40 Muslim majority nations to further enhance relations through business and social innovations.
Iceland's Keflavik International Airport reopens after being shut down for 3 days due to blowing ash from the Eyjafjallajökull volcano.
In an advancement of precision technology, scientists at U.S.-based computer company IBM etched the details of a 3D world map so small that 1,000 could fit on a grain of salt.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin meets with Austrian President Heinz Fischer in Vienna, Austria, where they discuss furthering their country's economic and energy cooperation.
China Central Television CCTV 9 announces that its 24-hour English language channel has switched to a focus on news, with 19 hours daily coverage that includes in-depth reports as well as analysis and documentaries.
A student-led humanitarian group started by 16-year-old Quinn Tabor of California, USA, raises $1,700 to support relief work in Myanmar and to help fund students in a humanitarian mission to Tunisia.
U.S. researchers find people can increase the intake of essential and revitalizing phytonutrients by expanding the range of fruits and vegetables they consume, along with substituting foods containing more concentrated amounts.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai meets with India's President Pratibha Patil and Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, who affirm their continued support of Afghanistan's peace, democracy, and economic development.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.